This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I was trying to get my kitchen bitch to play that for me the other day. And it's hard. It's harder than you think. And in the end, I had to say apt. A-P-T is how you spell it. Because I was like,
were you saying apatapata?
I was saying apatapata. And then I went A-P-T. And I was going Rosie. And I was going Rose. And I was going Bruno Mars and Rose. And Rose and Bruno Mars. And just it took me, I was just like the, you know, the. The fun part of it, I was just going to throw it on for John and be like, oh, listen to this catchy little, you know, ditty. No, it turned into this whole thing where I'm in an argument with that chick that lives in my kitchen who talks randomly all the time now. I thought there was going to be some new AI update for her where she was going to be smarter.
There is supposed to be that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pipe down, lady. You're not all that welcome in my home, so just watch it.
Then why is she in every room?
She just is.
Well,
she's just taken over.
Beyond welcome.
So it's her house, not my house.
Right. Mm.
Tickets to the Disneyland Resort all this week. Listen for code words. We've got them at 9, noon, 3, 4, 5, and 6 at 5 after. We'll give you the code word. You text that to our contest line 20357. You'll be entered for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort, plus qualify for the grand prize vacation, including 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets, and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. And we've got a lot. If you love Disney, you're at the right place. We've got that listening thing too for the cruise. So you listen to us on the Odyssey app, Odyssey for free. Odyssey. Just stream us there. Give us an hour a day, and you're entered for that as well. And you can get these code words. And man, if you want Disney, you have arrived. You've arrived. Your destination is exactly where you're at. Okay, so hello, we're back from our vacation. And so we've covered my obligation, your Kauai vacation, and now we turn to the medical vacation, which, by the way, Maddie goes, oh, you want me to come in there and show you my scars? And I was like, well, you can show me. I actually like scars. I'm into that stuff. I go, do not show Vinny.
Really, Van? You don't want to see my scar?
I don't need to. I mean, you're handsome. I'm not trying to say that, you know, you're gross or anything. I just don't want to see your scar.
Well, he was just yelling about how humongous it is. Like, I really did think it was just going to be, show me, flip it down. Let me see it. Have a look at that. Oh my. Oh, geez. I just saw a lot more than I wanted to see. I saw some stuff right there.
Yeah, there you
see his chaunch?
No, but I felt like I was so close to see.
You were close.
Oh my God.
Okay. You can look now. I covered up everything.
Oh, well, that's not as bad as I thought.
That's about 6 inches.
Listen. By the way,
it is about 6 inches.
You're no nun. You've seen all the chaunches.
I know, but you don't want to see your brother's chaunch. No. Tell you that right now. That was close. And it looks shaved. I'm just going to assume they had to shave everything.
They shaved your chaunch? Or you shave your chaunch?
I trim.
Yeah, but that was a major operation. They shaved
all
the whole
around
area
there too. Yeah.
They probably got like a half job done over there, I'm sure.
Yeah. No. It's all.
Well, they took it all.
It's all nice. Wow,
it's wonderful. Yeah. Some nurse come in and have to do that.
They were great. I was at the Presidio Surgery Center.
Oh.
Shame.
Shame. Ding, ding.
They even, before this operation, they were like, what do you want when you get out of the operation? What kind of food do you like? We have a Vietnamese place right under the building.
Oh, my.
Would you like that?
We'll get you some food.
So, like, I'm smelling pho the whole time before my surgery. Ooh. And I'm like, because everybody ordered that, I guess. And, yeah, so I get out of surgery. They're like, wake up. And, you know, you start to wake up, and they're like, here's your nice bowl of pho. It was awesome. So I had a nice big bowl to eat. And then
wow.
I started walking around, and they made me walk up. And
so
down.
You did not spend a night in
no,
this place. You
I
got
was,
there. You got this procedure done. You got a new hip, and then you're walking on it that evening.
I was home. I went in at 9:30 in the morning, and I think I was home by like 6 o'clock.
Oh my God.
From what I remember.
Modern medicine.
Yeah. But,
and you're not crutching. You got a cane.
No. And they, you know, they told me probably I wouldn't get back to work for like 3 weeks.
No.
And I said, how about 2 weeks? How about a week and a half?
Mm.
So I'm here.
Well, luckily it's not heavy lifting.
Well, yeah.
And elevators.
I wanted to make
stuff.
Sure we got on the air and everything, you know?
Okay. Yep. That is important. Don't. There's a lot going on over here.
It was a rough day. I'll tell you, storm was not, the Mm-mm. storm was brutal.
Mm.
It was rough stuff.
Yeah. Did you fly on Thursday?
No, but I had driven my new car in and it didn't have a full charge when I left. And
I was
working on like, it's just that getting used to it.
Did you stop somewhere or did you make it home?
No, I didn't try to make it home. I stopped somewhere because I didn't know what I could. I didn't want to risk it.
Right.
Especially because Californians, and listen, I'm one of you, so, you know, I can say this. Mm. We don't drive great in the rain. Accidents. I didn't want to be on the freeway for how many hours sitting there. I just didn't know what to.
Right.
I just said, you know what? I'm going to stop. I'm going to get a charge. It's like a crash course in. Yeah. There's a 50 watt charger, which is slow. And then there's the 100, which is much faster. I mean, I obviously
20
double,
minutes and you can.
And you can get.
Right.
And so I figured all that out and it was great. But so today was a dream.
Range anxiety.
I'm driving.
You can't just stop and get gas.
I'm driving the new Ford Mustang Mach-E from Frontier Ford.
I saw a few of those over the past week, and I saw the orange one. I was like, whoa, that's, or more like a kind of a yellowy orange.
Yeah,
I
know what you're talking about.
It's mustardy?
It's,
I don't know.
Yep.
Very, very bright.
I didn't get that one.
No. And
no,
John
your car's
was like,
hot.
Yeah. Well, you ended up with the black one.
Yeah.
So Jane won that one. Jane and that was your wife's
The
pick,
guys
right?
at Frontier Ford gave me the GT with the bronze
kit. Oh.
I wouldn't have asked for that, and I wasn't, but they gave it to me, and I'm
that car is spanking.
I am spoiled for sure. It's
yeah,
beautiful.
It's a good one.
But driving it in today was just, it was great. By the way, real quick,
yes.
I know we need to get to finish
sorry,
up with
sorry.
Maddie, and we need to get to, you know, I don't know what's happened in Tinseltown. I've been completely away from it.
Well, you know, did you know that like the minute we left, Kanye and his wife broke up?
I did. I saw that. I saw that. Yes, I did
but
see
they,
that.
But also then like a minute later, they were back together.
Well,
and
people
I've got
tend
some,
to do that.
They do. Yeah.
It's hard to break up.
Well, or maybe just somebody made that story up to try to save her. She maybe would have gone, did we break up? Oh, no, I prefer that. That's fine.
Hmm.
Mm.
Anyway, clouds. There wasn't supposed to be rain, but there was some rain on the way in.
It was misty. I didn't get rain, but it was very foggy and very misty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there's that.
So keep an eye out for that. Give yourself a little extra time. You should always do that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself a little extra time.
Back to Maddie's hip.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what else to tell you. It was just a quick recovery. It was not the best week for us as well. We lost another dog.
Oh, geez.
Mm.
I didn't know you posted about it on social.
Yeah.
I was kind of breaking it to Vinny. He goes, oh, no, I know. It's
yeah, so.
So what happened? How did that happen? Or not?
No, Shauna was walking the dog and he ran off and off the lead, you know, pulled the lead out of her hand and just ran right
into
the
leash is attached to him
and
he runs
right into traffic. So,
oh my God.
And that one hurt more than, I mean, Kelly was done.
Kelly was 17
this guy
years
was
old.
Still, yeah. He was old. He was 14, but he was still just a happy little boy and everything. So it's been a bit of a bummer. It's good to be back here, though. That's one of the reasons I'm going to come back.
Yeah, that
you're kind of sitting around in your apartment by yourself with a bum hip. It's like, oh, woe is me.
The dog. You sounded despondent when you, I guess you must have texted me on Saturday. I didn't see it till Sunday morning. I was like, oh, no.
Be looking for another dog as soon as my hip is better. So, because I need a dog around the house. I'm one of those people.
That you were looking at, Vinny, I was wondering actually, is it Lily's Legacy?
Mm-hmm.
They do like big dog, large dog rescue. And I don't know if they're like end of life, older dogs only, or if they look
No, they do. I don't know what age limit they're on, but I've seen them with not, 5-year old dogs and I've seen them with dogs that, and a lot of times it's an elderly person has passed away. And so the dog didn't know anyone but this person. And so it's heartbreaking when you see a dog that's just sad, like they're bummed and you go, oh man, if I could rescue them all, I would. Cause that's you look at their, I follow them on Instagram, Lily's Legacy. They're in Petaluma. Okay. And they do great work.
And we've done our best to support them over the years. And that's the first thing that occurred to me, because I know you don't have time for a puppy or the hip for it. And not at this point.
No.
But there are people who cannot live without a dog.
That's me.
Yep.
Yeah. You need one around. I need one around. I need somebody to talk to.
Oh, boy.
No, I also just talked to myself.
Well, it does get you out of the house, too. You can meet people. And
I know everyone in the building who has dogs, because we all meet up at the dog park. And,
there you all are. Day after day. Unconditional love.
It's good to be back.
Into the eyes of a dog. All right. Let me just run through a couple. I thought there were a couple funny things from, and we totally missed out on Valentine's Day and everything. So these are some leftovers that I just thought were really funny. Like, what do you get for the girl who has everything on Valentine's Day? Especially if she's like, you know what? I don't want any flowers. I don't like flowers. I don't want them. How about a tub full of cheese with a path? You know how some people will sprinkle like rose petals to the bed and then throw some rose petals? Benny Blanco decided that Selena Gomez was worth a bathtub full of cheese. He spread nacho chips all the way into the bathroom and then put a bowl of them on a stool next to the, it is, and if you've seen the pictures of this,
it I is, haven't.
It is a bathtub full of, people are saying queso, but I mean, it's, I thought queso was white. I don't really know the difference. And he didn't say that. It's just a,
I've thought queso was like a melted cheddar.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It looks like. It's orange. Yeah, it's orange cheese. They're saying, it's so funny because of course everyone's mad about it. The internet says, there are children starving in Gaza and all around the world. What a waste. Another said, rich people are just so incredibly dumb. Oh, there's the, it actually, it looks like melted Velveeta. And it's a huge one. Like, you can walk in there and just start dipping away.
Oh, there's chips on the side, too.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no. And on the ground, on the floor. There's a tray. And it's the, can you see where he spelled out, I love you, in chips as you approach the tub? Benny Blanco. By the way, Benny Blanco and Selena Gomez have, they're engaged, and they have bought a house together, a dreamy Beverly Hills mansion. $35 million, a Spanish-style pad with 7 bedrooms and 12 bathrooms. It looks like they got it back in December. Multiple structures, including a library and a grand swirling staircase. There's a glass greenhouse solarium, a fitness center, a pool.
Good for them.
I know. She's a billionaire, by the way. So this is pocket change for them. This is zero. This must mean it was the best house, because $35 million, it's just not that much of someone. It's so sad to say.
That moment when I was on the island and the little narrator tells me some guy who owns a website and I'm thinking, website? Mm. And it turns out it's Zuckerberg. It's
Zucker Beach.
Well, more than just some website, but I guess that's
a little bit more of an empire.
Bump. But yeah, just to be able to buy, you're somewhere and you go, I love it here. I'll take it.
I'm never going to leave.
And you buy the whole chunk thing of the island.
It's sickening.
Oh,
it just doesn't feel fair.
It doesn't. You're right.
That guy.
Ask the guy at MySpace if it's fair.
Ask everybody who's native to Hawaii.
What's that guy's name? Tom?
Oh, Tom, yeah.
Tom, the guy who was on MySpace. And yeah, I bet he can't just buy parts of Kauai if he thinks it's pretty there. I'm sure he's done fine, but you know.
Yes, I'm sure he's fine. All those guys seem to be, all those early guys. And one more, Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco note, which I don't know. I did not look in our library to see if these songs are available, but they made an album together. It's called I Said I Love You First. It's coming out March 21st. And they dropped a single for Valentine's Day. It's called Scared of Loving You. And then they dropped another one later last week. But the single for Valentine's Day. So basically this is it chronicles their love story, their entire story before they met, falling in love, looking to what the future holds. So it's a,
it chronicles their love story.
It does. It's their love story in music. The first single was Scared of Loving You. It was written by the two of them with Billie Eilish's brother, Phineas, which can we just start calling him Phineas, or do I need to continue to say Billie Eilish's brother, Phineas? I feel like I still need to put him on there. I put that on there.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. But if I said Phineas, would you be like, is that Billie Eilish's brother? Like, are we getting to that point at least?
We're close.
But no cigar.
Well, I don't know what, you know, we work here.
I know. That's what I'm doing. I'm very familiar as well.
But I don't know if anyone else is. Maybe most people are just like, that's the guitar player in her band. The end. Mm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the kids are doing.
He's the guy who always seems to be on stage with her, like kind of in the background, just in like a smaller spotlight, singing along and stuff. They released a video for it too. It's basically 2 minutes of them in bed, just being in love. It's just sweetness. Snuggling, cuddling, nuzzling. I mean, I haven't watched it, but I'm not going to assume there's no humping. So congratulations to them on their love and
well,
their tub full of cheese.
Well, that guy hit the freaking lottery.
Yes, he did. Yep. Yeah. It wasn't that we'd never heard of Benny Blanco, although I couldn't have told you anything, but I still can't. I don't know one song he's
before
ever produced.
Her,
I don't
if
know.
You'd shown me three pictures... It would have been a full coin toss as to which one I would have picked. But now I know.
Yeah.
It's a way to go.
Benny Blanco.
Good for him.
Yeah. It's great. So there you go. That's, it's good that they're rich because cleaning the cheese out of that tub is going
to
be.
Well, they're not going to have to.
Right. But because they're rich and they've got people who they're like, okay, we got the Instagram moment. Thank you.
Can you clean up my mess?
Yeah. You know, I was actually thinking that I wonder if there was a way, who cares? It doesn't matter. I just thought maybe they could have put some kind of platform into the tub to just smear some cheese icing on top of that just to make it look like it was a tub.
That would have been the move. And I'll tell you another thing. If you look at the pictures, any one of us in a romantic moment, and I've had certainly my efforts where I realized I'm not good at this. This isn't my thing. There are guys probably who are smooth and they got it all sorted out.
Yes.
But there would have been mother bleeping cheese everywhere on the walls, on the floor. In that photo, there's not a broken chip.
No.
And there are no cheese fingerprints anywhere.
Yeah, that room is surprisingly not a disaster.
And I would not have been able to pull that off.
I really wish that there was... Has anybody seen video of her walking in on this?
This is the first I've seen of it at all.
No, I'm asking our listeners. Oh. Like, is there a way to... Is there some... I would love to see her reaction. I mean, to me, that's the...
And I'm not eating bathtub cheese, by the way. So you can just... This was a fun photo op, but...
A bathtub of nacho cheese.
I'm not. Nope.
Yeah. I just haven't... I don't know. Maybe Maddie will find it for me, but I... Or someone will text us. But I didn't see her. That's the money shot. I want to see that. Like, have her walk in and go, oh my God, it's amazing. I love cheese.
That's not the money shot, Sarah. You're using that term wrong.
Oh, am I? I don't know. That's why it's the money right there. Oh, look, she loves it so much. Oh,
cheese.
It's cheesy.
Splash.
It's a splash of cheese. Orange. Okay. Vincent. What's coming up in the news? By the way, fun so far, you guys. I love you. Missed you.
A guy from South Boston follows a cop into a 7-Eleven and says,
oh, blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen to our show live every day and get our full show podcast. It's all on the free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by a trip for four to Disney Destiny Cruise Line.
Oh.
All this week, we're giving you a chance to win a trip for four on the Disney Destiny Cruise. I believe that's the one Jane went on. And it looks just as luxurious and as fun as you would expect it to be.
You know it's top-notch when it's Disney. It just always is.
All you have to do is download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour each day to get your daily entry and enter for a chance to win a trip for four, including hotel and air, set to sail on a cruise on the Disney Destiny.
Just listen.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Easy enough.
All right. Here's what's happening. Clouds today. Highs in the 60s. There was some drizzle on the way. Like right as I hit Pacifica coming in. And it wasn't heavy, but I did put my windshield wipers on. So, and that wasn't really supposed to happen.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Air full of water.
Well. Okay. So I wanted to start with this story because, you know, Sarah's from Boston.
Boston.
And I've never been, even though I've been all around the United States, I've never been to Massachusetts.
Oh, we got to go to Boston together.
But I love it. And I love I love the accent and I love, you know.
Oh, yeah. Then someday we'll go together. That'll be wicked fun.
And then you hear stories. I've heard Sarah's stories. Mm. A South Boston man got himself into trouble.
Southie. It's rough.
He followed a police into a 7-Eleven store and shouted at him, put him up!
Oh, like put up your dukes.
Yeah. Jesus Torres has been charged with assault and battery on a police officer, disorderly conduct, possession to distribute a Class A substance, and trafficking fentanyl over 10 grams.
Oh, my God.
This guy.
Who's carrying around fentanyl? Jesus.
Everybody is. What are you talking about? You haven't heard? It's
ridiculous.
Everywhere.
Guys from Southie are.
Yeah, Southie. It's a rough neighborhood, now, man. You meet a girl from Southie, you go the other direction.
Is that right?
Oh, my God, yes. Yes.
They were at the Sevi on Dorchester Avenue.
Dorchester. That's where Jen's mom's from, Dorchester.
Is that right?
Yeah. Rest in peace, Maggie.
This was actually last week, but... He just walked up and challenged the police to a fight.
Oh. But was there like a backstory? Like, you know, you guys ran over my cat with your car.
No.
You just left.
They say the unknown man, later identified as Torres, started shouting swears at the officer.
Oh, swears.
Then Torres walked towards him and continued to verbally accost the officer, then got right in his face and said, do something. About a foot away from the officer's nose.
Mm.
The officer extended his arm and
step
pushed
back, please.
Torres and said, back up.
Mm.
That's when he walked into the 7-Eleven. And that's when Torres walked in and followed him in and said, that's it. Let's go.
Did he actually say the words put him up?
No.
Okay. Because that almost sounds like stick him up to me, which is like a, you know, sort of a weapon threat.
No, he was just looking for a fight. Meanwhile, he's carrying. So I assume not a gun.
Oh.
All that fentanyl.
Oh. Right. I see. Just a series of bad decisions.
Well,
bad
choices, what, you know, bad life choices. I realize, you know, carrying means different things to different people. Among, you know, our people. As I look over at Maddie.
Carrying means you got some substances
on you. Some kind of drug on you that you shouldn't be messing around with police ever.
So packing would be you've got a gun. Carrying would mean you're supplied for
I don't know.
Your night of fun.
Listen, I'm far removed from my troubled youth.
Oh, that's good.
But anyway, he had 11 grams of fentanyl on him, which makes him a dealer. So good. Mm-hmm. His stupid decision to pick a fight with a cop got that off the street and got him in trouble. Jesus, what are you doing?
Not surprising if he's from Southie. Like, everybody I know from Southie, they like fighting. Like, well, they're the ones in the bar looking for somebody to look at him wrong.
It's a very rough neighborhood. It's always been known for that.
Maddie, did that guy bump you? Did he bump you? I thought he bumped you.
You know, they're the, what are you looking at, guys?
Yeah.
Like, nothing. What do you mean nothing? I mean, to you, but not, I was sort of glancing ahead at where I was going.
I hate
Is there
that.
A way I can win? Is there a right answer?
Did you bump me?
If you don't want anyone to see you, stay in your house.
Yeah. You don't want to be looked at when you look that good. Well, how did that do?
That was pretty good.
All right. Oh, no. Now I'm dating you. Oh, this is awful.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that. Come on, Vinny.
Our bodies typically get about 20% of water they need from foods we eat throughout the day.
Oh, that makes sense.
Watermelons are 92% water.
God, I love a good watermelon.
Oh, we had watermelon on the trip.
Oh.
Good.
Just so crisp and delicious.
We found this place called, what is it called? Little Fish Coffee.
Little Fish Coffee, which does not sound good at all.
It doesn't even make sense. Mm-hmm. Little Fish Coffee. So good. We got one of the things I tried there. I go, I'll have your, it was like a salad in a sandwich.
Oh.
Just fresh tomato and lettuce and sprouts and I don't know, cucumber and just all this pesto.
Oh. Mm. Oh, that's
so
delightful.
Good. So I ordered it and I sent it back to the table with Christina and I got a couple others. I come back and she's eating one half of this thing. She's like, this is so good. That's my lunch you're eating.
Well, it's only half your lunch. It's all right.
Jeez.
Other stuff.
We ended up getting like four of those things while we were there.
Mm.
You know, when you eat healthy, you just feel better.
It does feel great.
And
so
then
light.
On the North Shore, we got this fish wrap, like the ahi, cooked ahi.
Yeah.
We ate a bunch of poke too.
Oh, nice.
Cooked ahi with shredded carrots and lettuce, oh God, eating healthy feels so good.
Mm.
You're just like.
Especially on vacation.
Yeah.
Because it's your time to eat whatever you want. So eating healthy, you feel like double good about yourself.
Oh, it's just great. It's nice to have places nearby that had good food. Anyway, back to water. Watermelon. We ate a bunch of that.
Yeah.
Watermelons are 92% water, but there are several fruits and vegetables that are more hydrating.
Oh.
Cucumbers, 96% water. Iceberg lettuce, 96% water.
I actually love both
celery,
of those things.
95% water. Radishes, 95% water.
Very surprising.
Tomatoes,
they
94% water.
So much denser.
Zucchini, 94% water. You like iceberg lettuce for what?
I love iceberg lettuce. Put it on a sandwich.
Oh.
I like it in salads. I just like iceberg lettuce. A lot of people are very anti-iceberg lettuce. I'm like, it's like thick and crisp and full of water.
I like to use it. That's the lettuce I'll use for tacos.
Oh, yeah. Shred it up, put it on tacos. Absolutely.
Just cut that up into little pieces, and it's got that crunch you want. So
I mean, I'm fine if you got to give me romaine or, you know, what, I'm fine with that. But
on a taco?
No, on anything else. I just, my
mixed greens. They want to give you mixed greens everywhere now.
That's fine, I guess.
Just give me some lettuce.
You know what it is about those mixed greens? It's like harder to see the rotten stuff. You know, you look at an iceberg lettuce, the rotten stuff's like really obvious. That mixed greens, I'm just like, why is this one stuck to? Oh, it's gross, and there's a worm between them. Great.
I'll take most of the lettuces, but you can blow that arugula right out your butt.
Oh my God, I love arugula.
I'm with you, Ben.
I do roast beef, arugula, horseradish. I'm in heaven.
You get that arugula
sourdough
anywhere near my taco, we're fighting.
Oh,
we're going Southie.
Putting it on a pizza.
I love it. I love arugula.
You don't.
I do. It's spicy and delicious. It's the runner-up to iceberg. Love it.
The Guinness World Record for the most keys removed from a key ring by a parrot is 22 in 2 minutes.
What?
A parrot could do that? That's incredible.
You had a parrot.
How did it know to do that, though?
I don't know. I'm sure the owner said,
Now, when you say keyring, are we talking about one of those carabiners that knew how to unscrew the thing and you can pull the things off? Or are we talking about the ones that, where you got to lift part of the ring and get the thing started underneath? Because those are hard for people.
I really don't
Forget
know.
Parents.
I'm not sure.
I'm always like breaking nails on those. You know, damn it. Just take the whole ring.
The cheeseburger was invented in 1926 at a restaurant called The Right Spot in Pasadena, California.
Oh.
The owners... 16-year-old son randomly threw cheese on a patty on the grill. Then they added it to their menu and called it a cheese hamburger.
Oh, cheese hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
When did it get showed? That's so it's almost 100 years old.
There you go. Yeah. Now you know.
That's incredible.
Kid did it.
Give me my cheeseburger.
Smart kid.
You can keep your American cheese, though.
What?
I'll take Swiss or cheddar.
Have you seen that movie? What is that movie?
The Menu.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Did you see it?
I did. And that's, okay. And she's, I'm going to get that to go, which is, by the way, we're talking about a movie that stars Anya Taylor-Joy. I'll watch anything she's in, including the POS movie I watched over the weekend called The Gorge with Miles Teller. It's, I'm like, let's press play on that. Anya Taylor-Joy, John loves her too. Anya Taylor-Joy is in that.
And
it's, I liked it. You would not like it.
Why do you say?
Well, I mean, you got your sort of plant-based zombies. Oh. You got your... All the, you know, maybe you would like it. I don't know. It's great. Acting is terrible, though. Terrible. She's a good actress.
I caught up on Severance over the vacation. Oh, are you caught up?
I'm not. And I'm trying to stay up on the Traitors. Our girl's still on there.
Of course, she's going to win.
Yeah, it's been good. I caught up on everything because that's what I was doing when I stayed at home. Yeah. I think The Traitors is really good.
I love it. Yeah. It really has another layer that a lot of these things don't because you are lying the whole time. She's losing it. I can't wait to talk to her about just the pressure. That is the tears, the shaking. Like, I'm like, oh God, Danielle, tone it down just a little bit because everyone's getting suspicious.
408 writes in, I love Little Fish Coffee. Were the chickens out? There isn't any place on Kauai where there aren't chickens.
So the chickens are out everywhere.
Everywhere. Mm. And I have a video. I did post some pictures. So if you want to go look at my vacation at Vin Hassan on Instagram, it's there. And I don't think you have to follow me. You can just at Vin Hassan. But yeah, I got a video of the girls. They put water bottles out and you can, you know, if the chickens get too close, you can squirt them with water.
Oh.
So that's what they're. And so my daughters are running around, you know.
Squirting chickens.
Pew, pew, pew. They didn't hit them once.
Oh, that's too bad.
But, I mean, that was fun and it was a cute video of my kids running around like.
Squirting chickens.
Dorks.
Attempting to squirt chickens.
Trying to get them. Chickens.
Yeah.
Who knew? I really like them. I like that they're everywhere. And some of those roosters are spectacular looking.
Yeah.
Like the green.
Right up until
blue.
They come at you. Do you...
come at you?
Yeah. You've never been attacked by a rooster?
Never.
Oh. They are also... they just poop wherever they want, wherever they are. That's their toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot of reasons to not have chickens out. They peck.
Well, they're just... They're randomly everywhere. There's no
like the pigeons of Hawaii.
Yeah, there's no like no one has them out. They're just
they live.
Someone would have to decide to eradicate them, and it would take
a lot of chicken
strong
dinners.
Effort.
We got a lot of nuggets to gather here.
This is one of those stories that I thought, well, it's a sign of the times, and we don't talk about it a lot because we're not trying to do the worst news of the day, but.
No.
But eggs have become incredibly expensive because of this bird flu, and it's savaged these farms.
Right.
These farms have had to, they're just bummed.
Well, yes, they had to kill all their chickens.
Well, I was going to stay away from the K word, but yes, that's exactly right.
They had to murder all their chickens?
Well, no, I was just going to, you know.
They had to eradicate all their chickens.
Decapitate?
You know,
yeah.
Guys, you just...
Curb stomp?
Curb stomp.
Well, you know, one
wood
after
chipper.
The other.
Like, what? What's wrong with you guys?
So good. Oh, these damn chickens.
Oh, my God.
Just
chainsaw?
Punch them in the head.
Chainsaw chicken massacre? Okay. All right, so anyway,
what?
Kill all these chickens.
In the F?
Go on.
Murder.
Chicken murder.
If there's anything more expensive than buying a home these days, it's eggs.
Okay. Good one. Good one.
There's a video going viral online where someone shows a for sale sign outside a home.
Yeah.
There's the usual photo of the realtor.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also an added sign above that says free eggs with the purchase of house.
Oh, bonus. It comes with chickens. Is that?
No.
Oh.
All the chickens are dead, Sarah. You killed them all. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, they're not all dead.
No, they're gone.
None of them are producing eggs yet. We need eggs, guys.
It's clearly a playful joke, but it is one of those things that's been going around. And if you've gone to the store and you've gone, why are there no eggs here?
Mm.
It's because there are no eggs here.
And they'll limit you. You can't buy as many eggs as you want to buy.
That's right. I will find myself, if I see eggs, getting them because I happen to have, Christina eats eggs every day.
I eat eggs every day too. So John, he's doing the same exact thing. Every time he goes in, he's like, he buys the 18 packs. So we've got one unopened 18 pack at the house, which is good. Cause I like to hard boil them. I want to crack them and make you eggs. I just want to have eggs for all the reasons that eggs are.
You're making me eggs?
You want some eggs?
Well,
oh God, I do the fluffiest pushed eggs, not scrambled, pushed. They take a long time and they're so fluffy and light.
So eggs
so that's a yes,
is your
huh?
thing.
Like,
yeah, I mean, I'll take some scrambled
face.
Eggs, of course.
You want some sourdough toast with that?
Yeah,
all
I do.
Right, great.
Matter of fact.
Like salt and pepper? Just salt?
No, I would even go just pepper.
Oh my.
Before I go.
Oh God, gotta have that salt.
Look at you.
Mm.
You're
my
such
mouth
a
is
food
watering.
Lady.
I'm not. It's just eggs. I will eat eggs all day, every day. You people need to have other things besides eggs. It's hard for me right now, just so you know, with all these poor dead chickens that have been murdered.
Murdered.
You killed them. What are you talking about?
I didn't kill
about?
Them. I've been just eating their babies.
You and Maddie.
They've been murdered.
Most foul.
Anyway,
foul.
The point is eggs are so scarce that they're throwing them in with the purchase of the house.
I like it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I have found 18 count eggs for half the price of a dozen. Why? They're brown. People are weird. We only eat brown eggs.
I like brown eggs. I'll eat any eggs that come
I
home,
actually
though.
Used to think there must be something different about what's inside of them, but there's
they say brown
zero
eggs
difference.
Are local eggs, and local eggs are fresh.
Sing that again.
Brown eggs are local eggs, and local eggs are fresh. It's just a song.
I know, but where's that from?
From some ad for brown eggs, local eggs, because they're fresh.
Brown eggs are local eggs.
Local eggs are fresh.
Huh.
Yeah, it's just like, you know.
I know, I never heard it.
Someone trying to sell brown eggs. People
no,
are like,
understand.
I want my white eggs. I don't need to try the brown eggs. Did you know that when you have chickens at your house, the eggs are all different colors? They're not just like consistently any one color. You might get some white ones. You might get some brown ones. You might get green ones. You get
kind of green
bluish,
eggs and ham.
Speckled ones.
Really?
Yeah, all
but
kinds
all
of,
the inside is still the
all
same.
All the same.
Oh, yep. Cool.
So don't be afraid of any color egg. Just eat them all.
408 says Dark Horse Coffee on Kauai is the best. I didn't see Dark Horse.
Why is everything called, you know, Little Fish Coffee, Dark Horse Coffee?
I don't know. I don't know why. Little Fish Coffee wasn't even just a coffee place. That's
right.
It was like sandwiches. And
they're just trying to say, don't worry, we have coffee, but also here's some other things.
And it was just one of those names where you go, that's weird.
Mm.
But then the line told you something good is happening there.
Right.
There was another place that had Mexican food that was called Da Crack.
Da Crack.
Da Crack.
Let's go to Da Crack.
It was a...
D-A-C-R-A-C-K.
Yes. And it had a line, a forever line at all times when we passed it.
People got to get Da Crack.
It was...
I get that. Well, that's what I'm doing here. I'm addicted to Da Crack.
Well, people were...
How was it? Did you try it?
We didn't go to the crack because the crack had, there was never a moment without the line, right?
Yeah.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Survivor, very interesting, Ben. Little Survivor starts this week, by the way. Lucky baby number 13, and I'm a believer. blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.